Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, author Malcolm Gladwell. We relate to new information and to each other in ways that are particular to us, and that's why we have trouble relating to dramatic change when it occurs. The tipping point helps us to understand the mysterious changes that happen in everyday life. Let's look briefly at two examples that we will refer to again through this summary. Example number one. During the early 90s, after a surge and rising of serious crimes within a district in New York City, a sudden plummage of crime happened, and within 5 years the crime rate had dropped 64.3%, falling nearly by two-thirds in that short period of time. Several explanations were given, including a harder crackdown by police, an overall improvement in the economy, and an ageing population, just to mention a few. But none such explanations were satisfying enough to explain the sudden and dramatic turn of events in crime rates lessening. Something else must have happened for such results to be produced. What is it that happened is characteristic of the tipping point and will be discussed later on. Example number two. Famous shoe brand Hush Puppies had reached rock bottom in late 1994, where sales were as low as 33,000 pairs per year. By 1995, a sudden, unexplainable rise in sales took place, where the company sold more than 443,000 pairs, and sold four times that in the following year. The rise of the 1950s shoe style look began just because a few trendy young males who began to wear them again. Mysterious changes that mark everyday life could be thought of as epidemics. Here are the three traits that are characteristics of these two examples that qualify them as epidemics. Trait 1. In both cases, there was no purposeful attempt to either increase shoe sales or decrease crime rate. Trait number 2. A second trait of both examples is that little changes had big effects. Trait 3. A third underlying trait is that both rise in sales and falling crimes happened in a hurry. When everything can change all at once in one dramatic moment during an epidemic, this is what it's called, the tipping point. Every epidemic has a tipping point. The three rules of epidemics. There are three agents of change to discuss. 1. Law of the few. Social epidemics are driven by the efforts of just a handful of exceptional people. Economists often talk about the 80-20 principle, in where roughly 80% of the work will be done by 20% of the participants. These people, who categorise under the law of the few, are connectors, mavens, and salesmen. Connectors. The people who link us with the world and introduce us to the social circles are the connectors. Connectors have main criteria in that they know lots of people. Mavens. A maven is someone who collects knowledge. If most of us are to consider ourselves average consumers, then most likely we would not know if a product is priced higher than the market rate by a small percentage or not, but a maven would. Salesmen. Salesmen come into the picture with the skills necessary to persuade us when we are unconvinced of what we're hearing. 1. The stickiness factor. When we're sending a message out, we want it to reach as many people as possible. Not only that, but we want our message to make an impact on others, which is what the stickiness factor is about, and which is the hard part of communication. 2. The power of context. The power of context says that human beings are a lot more sensitive to their environment than they may seem. There are two parts to the power of context. The second part deals with the idea of groups. Groups have a strong power over us. So, if you're interested in creating an epidemic, a tipping point, what kinds of groups would be the most effective? And which groups actually do have an authority of power and which do not? A general rule that differentiates such characteristics of a group is called the rule of 150. The rule of 150. In psychology, there is something known as channel capacity. This capacity simply refers to the amount of space in our brain for certain kinds of information. We also have an emotional capacity. Should you write a list of which people in your life whose death would have a strong impact on you, most likely you will be in the range of 12 people, regardless of how many people you know. The rule of 150 can be seen in an equation that works for most primates that an anthropologist by the name of Dunbar came up with. Within the equation, Dunbar plugs in what he calls the neocortex ration of a particular species, the size of the neocortex relative to the size of the brain, and the equation spits out the expected maximum group size of the animal. If you plug in the neocortex ratio for Homo sapiens, you get a group estimate of 147.8, or roughly 150. The figure of 150 seems to represent the maximum number of individuals with whom we can have a genuinely social relationship, the kind of relationship that goes with knowing who they are and how they relate to us. The diffusion model is a detailed way of looking at how a contagious idea or product or innovation moves through a population. There are different types of people in any population, and to categorize them in the diffusion model, they appear as follows. The innovators, early adopters, who are the opinion leaders in a community. Early majority and late majority, the bulk of the mass. They are deliberate and sceptical and will not try anything until the most respective have tried it first. Laggards, the most traditional of all, who see no urgent reason to change. The psychology of rumours. A rumour has three ingredients that distort the facts to make it spread. 1. Levelling. All kinds of details are essential for understanding the true meaning of the incident are left out. 2. Sharpening. Details that remain are made more specific. 3. Assimilating. A story is changed to make more sense to those spreading the rumour. Many businesses make use of this format for their own products and messages. Lessons from the tipping point. Concentrate resources on a few key areas. To start an epidemic, you must concentrate resources on a few key areas, such as concentrating on the law of the few, in where a few key people will spread your message, turning it into an epidemic. Reframe the way you think about the world. For some reason, this may seem as a band-aid solution, a shortcut, temporary solution. There will be times when you need to make a lot of changes with little resources in a short period of time, and this is what the tipping points are all about. The world, as much as we want it to, does not accord with our intuition. The world around us is not immovable, and we have the ability to tip the world through reasonable actions and intelligent thinking. There are actually a number of patterns and factors that are at play in virtually every influential trend. Yet at the end, only some particular trends will reach the stage of epidemic and tip into wide-scale popularity, a method that is highly sought in this world of marketing.